All right, I got to tell you about a phone call I got from my mom yesterday. My 82-year-old mom gives me a call and says, and she was all excited. You know what I saw on television yesterday, she said? I was watching the Kelly Clarkson show, and I saw Led Zeppelin on TV yesterday. They were performed for Kelly Clarkson. I said, Mom, is it Led Zeppelin? And she said, yes. I said, Mom, it wasn't Led Zeppelin. She said, no, it was Led Zeppelin. They said it in the introduction. They said it was Led Zeppelin, and they were on, and I loved them. They weren't screaming. They weren't as loud as I thought they were, and I really liked the music. I said, Mom.
Led Zeppelin's on TikTok. Now they're on Kelly Clarkson show.
I said, Mom, what did you see exactly? And then she described my mom's she loves music, musician. She knows all your instruments. She's played more than a few of them over the years. So she described the setup. And I said, okay. You may have seen Robert Plant, but I don't think you saw Led Zeppelin. And so while she's telling me, insisting to me that it was Led Zeppelin, I'm Googling and all this and that, and I'm Googling Kelly Clarkson, and I'm trying to figure out what the hell it was that she saw. And it was Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah, they're back together.
We're on the Kelly Clarkson show recently, yesterday or 2 days ago, I guess this was, and they were singing. But anyways, she loved it. She said that,
she likes Robert Plant's voice.
She liked what they were doing. And she said, you know, I always thought that Led Zeppelin was really hard, heavy metal. But this was the kind of music that I like, and I really like. And then she starts asking me, do they still, you know, do they have them on CDs? Do they make CDs anymore? And she was hinting around that she wanted me to send her a CD, which I will, of the Robert Plant, Alison Krauss. And I told her, Mom, you know, those two won a bunch of Grammys and stuff, and they've been very successful working together, those two. And then I started thinking, and so I played, just to confirm this, I got the YouTube of what she saw, and I played it over the phone. I said, Mom, is this what you heard? And she said, yes, that's it. And it was those two on the Kelly Clarkson show. I was listening to it, and I think there's some Led Zeppelin. So I'm going to send her Alison Krauss, Robert Plant and Alison Krauss.
Yeah.
I'm going to send her that CD, but I think there's some Led Zeppelin that she'd like.
Probably off of Led Zeppelin 3, a lot of acoustic stuff on there.
She would not like the stuff where he sings, he screams, or his orgasmic screams, the songs with that.
Squeeze my lemon till the juice runs down my leg.
The Immigrant Song, that's not going to work for her either. But there are some that I think my mom has, she's 82, but she likes
The Who.
Yeah. She likes Bruce Springsteen. She likes Alice Cooper. She even, there's AC/DC stuff that she likes. So I think in her 82nd year, I'm going to turn my mom on to Led Zeppelin and she will become a fan. So this song I thought this is one she would like. Based on what I heard with that Alison Krauss thing. 82-year-old woman.
I like this song.
About to get some Led Zeppelin delivered. Brad John Kazan. Brad and John, KISM, Led Zeppelin, Gallows Pole.
Your mom would like that.
My mom called me yesterday and told me that she saw Led Zeppelin on the Kelly Clarkson show, and I told her, well, it wasn't Led Zeppelin, that was Robert Plant with Alison Krauss, and she loved what they had performed. I listened to the song that they had done, Raise the Roof, and she said it rocked. Those were her words, it rocked, and she liked it. and now she wants that CD, and I'm going to get her that for Valentine's. I'll send that out to her. But I'm also going to send her some Led Zeppelin. She thought that Led Zeppelin was too hard for her and too screaming and stuff. But I think I can find some songs.
The Whole Lot of Love kind of stuff.
Yeah. Well, no.
But that's what she'd probably not like.
No, no, not that.
But like, she would like Thank You.
Yes.
She would like the Rain song. She would like Going to California. Battle of Evermore.
Yeah.
You know, Bronyard Stomp, Black Country Woman.
If you leave the ones where he's not
Tangerine.
Screaming orgasmically,
push,
I think she would like.
Push,
no, no, no,
push.
No, no, no. No. But if you
squeeze
had,
my lemon?
Brad, if you had told me 40 years ago that 40 years down the line, you'll be talking to your 82-year-old mom about how she wants to hear more Robert Plant and some Led Zeppelin, I would have said, what are you talking about? My mom? Are you kidding me? But
I've sent my dad a couple CDs. I sent him Bob Dylan's Blood on the Tracks. I sent him a Zac Brown Band greatest hits thing that he really likes.
Yeah.
You know. Couple things.
So I give her credit. She is.
He would not like Led Zeppelin. Well, he might
like. What about like that song?
He would probably like maybe some of that. Yeah. Like your mom. Maybe.
Yeah.
My dad's 80, you know.
And my mom will. She likes, as I mentioned, she likes The Who and she likes Bruce Springsteen. And she likes Alice Cooper. And she even likes some of the, you know, some of the wilder Alice. No, they're wild, but. Some of the harder Alice Cooper songs, and it's because she discovered his radio show many years ago and was listening to it because she liked the stories he told. If my mom knows something about the individual, if they talk about their life and their backstory, then she will like them, and she'll listen to their music even if it's maybe not quite her flavor. So you know, we have to be careful talking to her about Led Zeppelin. I cannot tell my mom the Mud Shark story,
yeah.
Or she'll never listen. She will never listen to any Robert Plant, Led Zeppelin, anything if she were to get wind of that story. But there's got to be some, like, you know, a friend of mine told me last night you should play her the Kennedy Center.
Oh, yeah, the Led Zeppelin thing with Heart.
Because she likes Heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, where Robert Plant is crying. Getting all emotional.
Yes.
She liked that. So I give her the stories, and then she'll appreciate the music.
I remember one time as like a teenager or something, I had Led Zeppelin 1 on, and they're playing You Shook Me. And you shook me all night long.
Yeah.
She's like, what is that?
Yeah.
That is terrible. I'm like, well, it's Led Zeppelin, Mom.
Carrie emails us, Brad and John. Hey, John, your mom would love the Honey Drippers. That's
right. Yeah. It'd be good rocking
at
midnight.
That's right. Rocking at midnight. See a love. Well, they only did a few songs, but mm-hmm. She would love that.
Yeah, she would like that.
That's a good call. Brad and John at KISM.com.